This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The evidence would have to be quite overwhelming and demonstrable, and such that it would generate bipartisan support for the idea that it renders the president unfit for office. Now, many of us do think the president's unfit for office, but unless that's a bipartisan conclusion, an impeachment would be doomed to failure. I continue to think that a failed impeachment is not in the national interest.
This should never happen. I say this in front of my friends, wounded warriors, and I just call them warriors because we just shook hands and they look great. They look so good, so beautiful. But I say it in front of my friends, this should never happen to another president again. This hoax, this should never happen to another president again.
Reaction to the Mueller report, that's what we're talking about, and so is everybody else in the nation. You heard the president there, and before that, Congressman Adam Schiff saying forget about impeachment because that word is flying around. But the long-awaited report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller in the Russian investigation, where, remember, he said didn't find conspiracy between the president's 2016 campaign in Moscow, but it certainly painted a much different kind of picture of the wild chaos inside the White House. And the president tweeted out, talked about it just briefly at that appearance today, and I'm sure over the weekend it's going to be the Sunday swirl, and for the next couple of days at least, plenty of redactions, plenty of comments in between. Who better to kick this off with than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, who joins us from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
Yeah, so you know, I know you've been talking about the Mueller report today. Your take on anything that we found out?
Sure, Kate. First of all, let me start with what might seem trite, but it's mechanics of things. The Democratic side started out wrong in the sense that when Attorney General Barr said he was going to do a press conference, they, you know, had five of them, the chairs. You can't do this. Cancel the press conference. It's our prerogative. You know, American people don't care who has a press conference. They can have one. The Congress can have five. Barr can have one. So they started out, you know, basically honestly whining about Barr having one, that somehow it, you know, violated the Constitution almost. And so that's how it began. But he had his press conference. Of course, it was fascinating. But out of that, this is the one take, Kate. Forget the rest of the things for a second. And I talked to Ellen about this tonight. The Russians attempted to manipulate the election every which way possible through the army, through their special intelligence, etc. Barr said it. Then he followed up with, you know, no collusion, which we know, you know, which is the buzzword. But the fact remains that at least the Congress ought to focus on the fact that Russia did manipulate and, you know, look at ways that maybe they can shield us from that type of thing in the future from any country. But the other bottom line of this, Kate, is, you know, why, if Mueller thought he had the president for obstruction. In fact, he says the president's not above the law and that the constitutional issue is not really there to shield the president. So why didn't he charge the president with obstruction? I mean, that's the question. Why didn't he do that? He's going to be asked that when he testifies. And so I think that the special counsel punted on that for a variety of reasons. In fact, they even mentioned in there that, well, the president was so public about it, it's not like he secretly, you know, tried to obstruct. He was so public. But Mueller has punted that question to Congress. And, you know, Congress doesn't have a grand jury. So you know what they could do with that obstruction if they want? Impeach. And they're not going to do it.
Yeah, because you heard Congressman Schiff there. And you're right. Obstruction is the thing that is so crazy. I was listening to something today by someone you're familiar with, the former White House counsel, John Dean, and he was reacting to it. And he was saying that this was, you know, the whole Mueller report was more damning to President Trump than the Watergate report was to former President Richard Nixon. He he did this interview and he talked about saying it was so disappointing the way Barr, the Attorney General, handled it. And he said, clearly, what you just said there, the thing is obstruction of justice, because Dean said he thought the violation was clear. And he said, if you look at the obstruction statute, it's an endeavor statute, and as well as a sort of an overt action. So if you endeavor to obstruct, and there's a lot of evidence here of endeavor is what he's saying, you violated the obstruction statute. So it's very strange.
Well, in there too, Kate, in the Mueller report, it says, well, the underlings of the president didn't carry it out. So, you know, therefore, it's sort of, they indicate the Mueller report sort of was an obstruction, which is fascinating. I mean, at the bottom line of this, if Mueller really thought all of this, then he should have pursued an indictment, especially if he thought, in fact, that, you know, that the president wasn't shielded. But he didn't, because at the end of the day, it wasn't completely 100% sure that he would be successful with it. So, again, you know, he punts it. Here's the bottom line. This Mueller report will not change. It's ugly. It's got parts of it that are you know, controversial and contradict themselves. But the Mueller report will not change the president's political future. And if this Congress thinks that it's going to go month after month after month after month to come to some other conclusion than this report came to, I promise you Speaker Pelosi is going to privately probably step in and say, okay, gentlemen, we're done.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Linger into 2020.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. So that's it. It's done. It's over.
It's done.
And that's it. Yeah. But the part that's not done is how much did the American taxpayer pay for the Mueller report? And in the end, was it worth it?
Well, I think the worth it part to this, and let's put obstruction beside, you know, to the side, it didn't do, he didn't do it, or Mueller didn't move. I think that the worth of the report is the fact that we know that the Russians did attempt, we know there was no collusion by President Trump, but the Russians did attempt to manipulate our election system.
Mm-hmm.
How did they do that? I think we know that.
Yeah, I think that's huge. All right, here's something completely different, because, you know, you brought up 2020. The Democrats and what's happening there, Bernie Sanders and the reaction Bernie Sanders is getting to running. And I was reading a story today where Ann Coulter said, I could vote for Bernie. What? And Ann Coulter saying she could vote for Bernie if he did a couple of different things. It's interesting. He continues to be popular, though, doesn't he?
Well, he does. I had made a statement during the Republican National Convention that sort of went semi-viral with a group of people. At that point in time, I had said that, you know, within Clinton and Trump, a lot of people say, I don't know, but with Bernie, more people might have went with Bernie in the key states. For example, his trade policies were no different than President Trump's. Hillary was on the outside on trade. Union people in Pennsylvania for the first time were abandoning the Democrats in droves, right? With Bernie, some people might have even said, well, you have a Republican Senate and House to balance him. I think Bernie's votes in a couple of states would have made it even closer. I think Bernie Sanders would probably have taken Pennsylvania. Hillary Clinton couldn't. So, you know, you start to look at Bernie Sanders and it's kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, socialists, yes, to the left, yes, but kind of fascinating, you know, how he stands in this little moment in history. I guess you can't count Bernie Sanders out in this Democratic primary.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, Bob Ney, great to talk to you again. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you, Kate.
More reaction to the Mueller report coming up on the flip side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in Germany. dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
We want to take a good look at this, a careful review of it. There are some aspects of it we'll probably disagree with Attorney General Barr. But the first thing we need is transparency and accountability when it comes to this important report.
This is the success of the Democrats in the first 100 days in Congress. Here it is. There's nothing.
You gotta love Kellyanne Conway. Here it is. There's nothing here. And we're talking about the Mueller report. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, lots of reaction to this. Before that, Senator Dick Durbin talks about his feelings about what was revealed. This is going to be explored and diced and looked at every which way that you can imagine. You know, when you comb through it, you see the redactions and the rejections, frankly, and you hear some of the key names that come up and some of what was said, and you certainly can see this 448-page report reveals a president who definitely was relying on aides and that there was concern over what was happening with this investigation. Think about this 2 years ago. And one thing that keeps coming up is that one of the things that he said in the Oval Office is, this is the end of my presidency. But it's not the end of his presidency. It wasn't a self-fulfilling prophecy. There's not going to be an impeachment. That would be incredibly shocking and will not happen. I cannot imagine it as we bump up closer to 2020. It did show that his advisors didn't really challenge him and that they kind of did what they were ordered to do, so to speak. But then they would push back, like Don McGahn, who the president, according to the Mueller report, ordered to investigate special counsel Robert Mueller's firing. But the White House lawyer McGahn decided, nah, I'm going to resign instead. I don't want to follow through on this. And then, remember, we go way back to Corey Lewandowski and Trump urged him to ask the then Attorney General Jeff Sessions to curtail the investigation, but the former campaign manager only delivered that message to somebody in between. So there are certain things that pop out of this report in the pieces that I've gone through. And here's the thing. If you look at the facts, that's what you have to look at, the facts and what you can push legally, the legal standards. That's what you got to reserve the judgment for. What's going to happen with Mueller when he testifies before Congress? It's going to be grandstanding by the people who are questioning Mueller as to what was cataloged in this report for the 2 years. That's what it's going to be. Ultimately, the refrain from the president and, of course, the Attorney General, William Barr, no collusion. The Dems insist that Trump's conduct amounted to obstruction of justice. That's the one piece that keeps coming out and necessitates further inquiry, including Mueller to testify before Congress, which I do think that will happen. And it just kind of was an investigation that went through the machinations of what the president was thinking and what was happening to the people around him and, you know, all of that in between. The McGahn relationship and so many others that are part of this. But the key thing is, I go back to the collusion deal, I go back to the obstruction of justice, and that's what Mueller ultimately didn't feel that there was enough there. But this will be tossed about, it'll be talked about, and it's going to come down to the same thing that we always see in Washington. It's like the parting of the political seas. Democrats on one side, Republicans on the other side. And that's the discussion. But this thing is thick and very interesting to look at. Like I said, 448 pages. I was listening to a little piece by Mark Levin, a highly paid and well-known talk show host that some of you may listen to, and he said, and he was, of course, on Fox News, and he said that the special counsel didn't pull the trigger on it because he didn't have probable cause. He didn't have a case. And that's the thing. If he felt like he didn't have a case and he looked at this for 2 years, then he didn't, as somebody who understands the Justice Department, he would have, I think he would have pursued even the obstruction, right? Or subpoenaing the president or taking him to federal court or any of that kind of stuff. But if you don't have the probable cause, you don't have the probable cause. And I do question one thing that Levin said, too. We should have had this report a couple of months ago. Right? Why didn't we have this a couple of months ago if this was ultimately what the outcome was going to be and what was different from this week being the release date and then the date it was released a couple of weeks ago to the Attorney General versus a few months before it? Nothing. But dragging it out. I mean, really, honestly, that's the deal. So you even have the House Democratic leader, Steny Hoyer, saying after it was released that, you know, based on what they've seen to date, this is what he's saying, going forward on impeachment is not worthwhile. He said there's an election in 18 months. The American people will make a judgment. And I agree with that. So it's up to Americans to decide what happens in 2020. And will this play a part in it or not? The RNC chair reacts to what Congressman Schiff had to say. So the National Committee chair is Rona McDaniel, saying that the House Intelligence Committee chair, Adam Schiff, should resign for his comments about collusion, saying that for 2 years, Adam Schiff has been pushing the phony Russian collusion hoax. He's been lying to the American people from a position of authority on the House Intelligence Committee. And said there's no collusion and no obstruction, he should resign. And, of course, he's been facing or been bombarded by lots of criticisms from Republicans, and he was in March over the investigation, and in responses listed to the actions he believes showed evidence of collusion between Trump and the Trump's campaign and Russia, including a meeting at Trump Tower. So Schiff says, my colleagues may think it's okay that the Russians offered dirt on the Democratic candidate for president as part of what was described as the Russian government's efforts to help the Trump campaign. My colleagues might think it's okay that when that was offered to the son of the president, who had a pivotal role in the campaign, that the president's son didn't call the FBI. And he didn't adamantly refuse the foreign help. No, instead, the son said he would love the help of the Russians. So here's the bottom line. Schiff did announce on Thursday that the House Intel panel has officially invited Mueller to testify about the investigation. You know, Bob Mueller is like a mute mummy. He hasn't said anything, hasn't appeared anywhere, hasn't talked about it. So this would be a little bit of must-see TV if you're intrigued by the politicking of it all and what kind of questions would be thrown at him, which you would get again down partisan lines, the Republicans hammering him and the Democrats saying, you know, was digging more about the relationships between the Russians and the president or the president's people around him, including his son. So the Democrats will continue to hammer on obstruction and the Republicans will hammer on no collusion. And this is what it'll be. If we were at a game, you know, it would be like screaming defense and hit him again. I mean, you just have the two sides and that's it. But what did the Mueller report show us, if anything? Well, there were people that were certainly caught in the net. There were people that are going to prison as a result of the investigation, namely the ex-attorney of the president, Michael Cohen, and some others also in that same position. And some of this is wrapped into this report, of course, because remember that was some of the testimony that Mueller was able to gather, and that was part of plea deals, was talking about findings, you know, talking about things that happened, etc. And then that was put into the report, which makes the report a little more of a juicy read, I guess. But the redacted report takes out some of the names, and it does show that what you need to know from the report is what I said, is the wait is over. We have the report. It's been 2 years. And that the key details in Russia's efforts to interfere with the 2016 election is, it seems as though they did, but the Trump campaign interactions with the Russians and the president's potential obstruction of justice during the Mueller investigation did not pan out to the point of Mueller pursuing that obstruction charge. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I'm having a good day, too. It's called No Collusion, No Obstruction.
As more and more people get to read the released Mueller report, President Trump at the White House with this reaction.
But I say it in front of my friends, this should never happen to another president again. This hoax. This should never happen to another president again.
So where do we go from here? Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell weighs in.
I look forward to seeing what the Attorney General has to say. He's going to be before the Judiciary Committee on May the 1st. As he indicated, there are some members of Senate and House who will be shown unredacted portions of that. I will be among those eight people. It's pretty clear to me he's trying to be as open as possible.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow up almost 107 points to close at 26,559. The NASDAQ up almost 2 points, and the S&P 500 up 4.5 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Oh yeah, time for us to step into the man cave. And if we were in the man cave, we'd be talking hoop, NBA, and a little ice. Yes, the stick in the puck, because we also have playoffs there. So let's jump right into it. If you don't like sports, then you don't like this segment. I'm just kidding. It's good to know what's happening in the sports world, right? And we all need a break from the sport of politics every now and then. In fact, we haven't been in the man cave in a while. But how about this? A couple of things. Let's dive into what I call playoff hoop. It's pretty interesting. The Warriors are doing what the Warriors do so well, pouncing, right? And the Clippers doing their best imitation of, we can keep up with you. But you know what? Game three, the Warriors are blowing out the Clips. They had an edge, 41 points in the opening quarter. Woo! That goes into the record books, that's for sure. And then how about those 76ers? Philadelphia leads that series 2-1. They pounded the Nets 131-115. Ben Simmons with a career-high 31 points, dished in 4 rebounds, and had 9 assists. The Spurs, Greg Popovich, the salty leader of that crew, the coach, one of the best in the NBA, they lead the Nuggets 2-1 with a 118-108 victory. And they just separated themselves at the tail end of the game. They had a 19-5 run, which gave them a bigger lead with under 5 minutes. And so when you start to pull away like that, it's not going to be close at the end. Friday Night Hoop includes an interesting East matchup of the Magic and the Raptors. That series is tied at one. The Magic man for the Raptors, so to speak, for Toronto is Kawhi Leonard, 26 points, 7 boards, and 3.3 assists every game. They got what they wanted with him. Toronto's favored in this one by a few buckets anyway. Boston leads their series over the Pacers 2-0, and they take on Indianapolis at 8:30 Eastern on Friday night. I was thinking about Kyrie Irving, and he put himself in the position after what happened with the Cavaliers and, of course, the leaving of LeBron James to be on a pretty darn good team, right? So as they're one of their star point guards, 23 points a game, 5 rebounds, and over 6 assists, that's where they sit. And then if you look at the Trailblazers and the Thunder in the West, Portland has a 2-0 edge on the Thunder, but this game is now in Oklahoma City. They're favored by more than 7 points, so we'll see what happens when they make the switch there. If we jump to the ice, here's what we got going on hockey-wise. The one of the most exciting teams to watch, and of course they won the Stanley Cup last year, is the Capitals, but the Hurricanes showed them. They roared out on their home ice and beat them 2-1. That was an interesting game because Carolina scored first in the first period. They picked up that second goal in the second period, and it was more about goaltending, I think, than anything else. That series is tied at 2-2. The Blues lead their series against the Jets 3-2. They beat them 3-2, so that was part of it. And part of it was a rally in the end. Jay Schwartz with the goal that counted in that fifth game. You know, a team that a lot of people have adopted because of last year's hot run for them, the Golden Knights in Las Vegas. Boy, that, I mean, even people who don't like hockey, who don't know anything about hockey, they cheer for the Golden Knights. So in this West showdown, Game 5, Sharks pulled off the win, 5-2. But the Golden Knights lead that series 3-2. On Friday night, you got just a couple of games. You have the Bruins hosting the Maple Leafs. That series is tied at 2-2. And then you have the Flames in the late game and the Avalanche. The Avalanche leads that series 3-1, so they can put this one to bed if they pull off the win. And it's funny because the Avalanche, if you think of the Avalanche, you know, in the 2000s, early 2000s, they were the star of the show. I mean, how many cups did they win? And so the Avalanche, though, haven't won a playoff series since 2008. So they're the eighth seed in the Western Conference. They had the lowest point total of any playoff team, but they were also the hottest club down the stretch. They had some momentum that carried them into that position. So the Avalanche have 3 chances to move on to the second round. I give them pretty good odds on making it into that second round. And oh, by the way, we have baseball because we're into the regular season. There's a little bit of controversy in Yankee Town. The Yankees suspended the use of Kate Smith's recording, you know, that famous God Bless America. They suspended it during the seventh inning stretch. They used to play it all the time because they're looking into an allegation of racism against the late singer. There was a report in the New York Daily News that there are claims about this 1939 song that she sang called That's Why Darkies Were Born. It originated in a Broadway review and was considered satire, but it has a lot of racist language. It was recorded by Smith and Paul Robeson, who, by the way, was a black man. So the team released a statement saying the Yankees have been made aware of a recording that was just frankly previously unknown to us, and we decided to carefully review the new information. They say they take social, racial, and cultural insensitivities very seriously, and they say while they find no conclusions have been made, they're erring on the side of sensitivity. And she, that was a big deal because they have played her song for a very long time. And when I say long time, I remember it because I was in New York then. They used live singers sometimes during the seventh inning stretch, and then they used her recording. That since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. But they decided they weren't going to do it because they're, you heard what I said, they're investigating it. So how about that? In the era of making a ton of money, Oakland A's slugger Chris Davis signed a two-year extension, cha-ching, $33.5 million. Now, he is batting .260. He's got 10 home runs. He also has 20 ribbies so far this season. He is a favorite player in Oakland. And if you look at what everybody else is getting, it's just completely on par with what people are, what top baseball players that are producing are getting paid. So there you go. That's why he gets that extension and gets an extension that pays him as well as it pays him. The when we look at the standings early going into baseball, right? So in the American League in the East, Tampa Bay is 14-5. They're on fire right now. The closest team to them, the Yanks, 8-10 record, but they're 5.5 games back. Behind them, the Orioles, who had a horrible season last year, they're 8-12, so they're 6.5 games back, but no team is even at 500 in the American League East. Tampa Bay, early going, running away with it. In the American League Central, the Indians have won 11 games so far. Twins on their heels, just a game behind them. Tigers, two behind them. And both of those teams have 9 wins. In the West, the Astros, trying to stay where they've been the last couple of years. They're on top. They're 12-6. Mariners are just a half game behind them, though, and the Rangers are a game and a half behind them. So it's kind of actually a very close AL West. It's still very early in the season. The Phillies spent a ton of money on players, a ton, including stealing Bryce Harper from the Nationals. And it's paying off so far as they lead the East. They're 11-7 so far this year. But the Mets, or the Mets, are a game behind them in the National League East. And the Nationals a game and a half. Everything's pretty knotted up there except for the Marlins, who were 7.5 out of it. In the Central Division, the Pirates on top and the Brewers. St. Louis a game behind them and the Cubs 2.5 behind them. Again, very early. The Dodgers, 13-8 record. That winning percentage, .619. Padres, who paid a lot of money for Manny Machado, they're a game behind. They're 11-8. The D-backs, the Diamondbacks, 2 games behind them. So you're up to date as far as the standings go, but like I said, it's early. Some cool highlights. Phillies, the Rockies beat the Phillies 6-2 thanks to Ryan McMahon, who homered twice and had 5 RBI returning to the lineup. That's a good night, right? That's where everyone else is buying you the non-alcoholic beverages after the game. 5 RBI. Wow. What about the NFL? We didn't even touch the NFL as we get closer to the draft. Everybody wants to know, what is the Mac Daddy of mock drafts? Who do I have going first? Kyler Murray, of course. The stud quarterback. Thanks for joining us in the Man Cave, and stay with us.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Little boy standing on a corner, somebody
weekend, Good Friday, Holy Thursday, all that stuff. As we pass through, we're on to Good Friday, and the weekend is here. A lot of people going to see family, doing the jelly bean Easter bunny thing. And actually, sometimes it's a good time for a movie because there's an extra day or two off in between. Coming back from Savannah, I noticed that Savannah was really jumping. There were a lot of people that were all over that downtown area, and I talked to people from all over the place, and some of them told me, yeah, the kids are out of school, we decided to take a trip, or we're originally from here. So I didn't even think about that, but that's what happens on during Easter a lot of times. So movies can be big, and it is coming to the part of the year, another big point where you get to May, and then you get into June, and it's really movie season because kids are out of school, it's the summertime, blockbusters, all that kind of stuff, just like the tail end of the year when you get to December and January. So our movies we're going to look at this time around, Drunk Parents, Family, and Fast Color, Ooh, you could really make a lot. You could make a movie out of that, I think, all of those words put together. But let's start with drunk parents. There's some people that you would recognize in this movie, Salma Hayek being one of them, Alec Baldwin another, Bridget Monaghan from Blue Bloods, and also someone who is the mother of one of Tom Brady's sons. She gets mentioned a lot in that category. But Drunk Parents bombs out on IMDb, but yet 73% say they like the movie, too, as well on other sites. So here's a little snippet of it.
Wow.
Look at our college girl.
We're just a phone call away.
I love you guys so much. Thank you for everything.
Can I help you?
I'm just doing my job. I just need a little more time.
Why were you find a way to put some loot in my suit? Sell some crap. Driving back. Finally a break.
Hello. You owe some money? I'm his butler, not his accountant.
That was MasterCard.
I'm going to Nigel's for a minute.
I've lost your mind.
It's worth $800.
You're supposed to be looking after his property. What's next? Rent it out?
Rent out his house? Rent out Nigel's house? That's insane.
There was a rental ad for this house on Craigslist.
6 months in advance. I think he was sent from God.
As a new neighbor, I'm legally required to tell you that I'm a registered sex offender.
Come again?
Wow, really?
Excuse me, have we got a report of suspicious activity?
Nigel, how's it going over there in London, huh?
I just had a conversation with the police. We're going to jail.
We gotta get out of here. Just take what you need for the next few weeks.
Dad, Uncle Frank, and Aunt Nancy are here.
You two are welcome to bunk in the twins' room.
Ever hear of a Motel 6?
Hilarious.
My Frank and I can overcome anything as long as we are together.
Let's do this every month.
Your mother...
All right, so that's a comedy, and then there's another comedy that we're going to look at. You know, that is about a family struggling to make ends meet and put a kid through college. This one is called Family, and it is starring Taylor Schilling, who you might remember from Orange is the New Black, if you watch that series on Netflix, and Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live fame. And I guess they share a struggle as social outcasts. They just don't fit in. Here is a little sneak preview of it.
This is me. I'm a senior level VP at a hedge fund in New Jersey. So how exactly did I wind up here? Because I was trying to do something nice for once.
I think it's so impressive how quickly you rose to SVP.
How did you do it?
By working my ass off nonstop. You're not here to make friends and do not get pregnant.
Oh. Hey, girl.
My friend has problems. Your brother called. They need you to go to his house later.
We need you to watch Maddie.
I'm sorry, who?
Your niece.
I'd like you to fill out an order form for her to be in the proper attire.
You know, I just really don't want to.
I know, middle school is really the worst.
But then everything got better and you're fine now?
No, I'm usually in this place where I hate myself, but I still think that I'm better than everybody else, you know?
If you're staying long, some of the moms get together to do a Wednesday night potluck. Okay. Is everything okay?
No. I'm watching my niece for the week.
She's strange.
I think she prefers being alone and making weapons of nature.
Actually, we're going to need you to stay just a little bit longer. Time to put your mommy hat on.
We had an incident earlier with bullying. I hope you're not encouraging her to fight back.
You just got to fight back. Of course not.
And you got her a dress for the dance tomorrow?
Want to wear a dress? We couldn't let her in. She wasn't wearing formal attire.
She was wearing a suit and she was wearing a cape. I don't know what could be more formal than that.
All right, so it's an aunt who's a workaholic, and she is helping her awkward preteen niece as the two brother and sister-in-law rush out of town. So it could have a good premise. It's gotten some pretty decent reviews. Both of those actresses are good, and they're pretty funny, and maybe together they would have that right kind of chemistry in the scenes that they're involved with. So we move from family to this last movie that we're looking at. These are, again, new movies that are coming out this week. And this movie is called Fast Color. Check it out.
The world's gonna die. I can feel it coming. And I think about Ruth. How does she survive out there on her own, as broken as she is? This is your mother.
Does she have...
Yes, but not like yours.
Her abilities can't fix things. If something's broken, it stays broken.
Lila's different. She can see the colors.
What do they look like? I've never seen them. It's like an echo. Moving over everything fast like a race.
It's gotten harder for us to stay in hiding.
I know. There's not much time.
I'll be putting her in danger again.
I'm not leaving.
This woman can affect the energy of the Earth.
We can help you. There are tests we can run.
All right, so the thing you have to know about Fast Color, it's gotten some pretty good reviews. Rotten Tomatoes, 76%. And hunted down by those mysterious forces, a young woman has supernatural abilities. Sounds good to me. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? She has to go on the run because when her powers are unleashed, of course, everybody wants to capitalize on it. So that's what she does. She runs as fast as she can. So it's not a typical superhero movie. It's PG-13, 1 hour, 40 minutes. It's a little bit different. So, you know, you got the... You have a different look at a superhero, I guess, is the way to say it. No capes and tights, bad guys, kind of mundane as it's been described. No alien powers. The supernatural abilities are grounded. They're ancient. They're genetic. But sounds kind of interesting to me. I'm intrigued. If I don't see it on the big screen, I betcha I would watch it when it streams. And probably all three of those movies would be the kind of movies I would watch when they stream. Go to the movies, send me a cheap movie review to katedelaneyradio.com, and I'll send you a copy of my book. My book, Deal Your Own Destiny. You can pick it up on Amazon.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy Easter.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. 22 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.